Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Lord has sent me to bring good tidings to the poor and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in the synagogue and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intensely at him. He said to them, "Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. The word of God is pleasant and really is a light for our soul. But to what extent we practice this new law of Jesus? He expects us to love every present moment. It's really difficult to live the law of love, because we have to die of ourselves, our old self. That's what St. Paul says. We have to live the old, put away the old self and live the new self. We can see it's not always easy. We have to learn to start again. We have to learn to be more humble. We have to learn more open to the will of God. To live well means to live well every present moment. Only with people, when we are alone, also we have to live every moment in the love of the Lord, so that I entrust today in the hand of the Lord whatever you do is to love, to have joy, and share our peace, and love one another. That's what Jesus expected us. Seek first the kingdom of God, the rest will be given. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing us to follow you, to be your disciple.